Well, I just blew it. I better go to bed. I'm feeling kind of
sleepy.
Yeah, okay. But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up.
Or talking about somebody else who's still sleeping. You don't want him to. You might say, well, so-and-so's still sleeping. Better go.
Wake him up.
Mm-hmm. All right. And talking about the word take, if you had some medicine yesterday, you'd say, yesterday I
took some medicine.
And I've
taken
that before, and I might have to
take some more.
Okay. Somebody who is, has trouble hearing, you say he's just about stone
deaf.
Okay. And if a man has been working out in the hot sun for a long time, he might come inside and take off his shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I
sweated.
Mm-hmm. Okay. These things that some people get on their skin, they're kind of a reddish and got a white spot in the middle of them. You have to mash the things, you know, you call it a
pimple.
Okay. Anything besides that?
No.
Like a rising or boil or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, a boil or a rising. Cyst, some people have cyst or okay. Something like that.
Talking about a boil, that white stuff that you have to mash out, you just call that?
Pus or something like
okay.
That.
Okay, a pleasant part of the question here. If you got stung in the hand by a bee and your hand got bigger, you'd say that your hand did what?
Swell up or something.
Okay. And if it's done that every time you've gotten stung, you'd say my hand is
swollen.
And if he bites me tomorrow, my hand's going to
swell.
Okay. What about that liquid? If you get a blister on your hand, what do you call that liquid inside a blister?
Just water, watery substance. I guess water.
Okay. Say if a man got shot or stabbed accidentally, you'd have to take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You ever heard of infected skin or something like that called proud flesh? Haven't heard that. Okay. What about something that you might put on a cut to prevent infection? Kind of a brown liquid. It's poisonous.
Iodine or something mm-hmm. Like that?
Sure. And this is stuff, it's white, bitter tasting powder that people used to take for malaria.
No.
You heard of quinine or quinine?
Quinine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about a man who is terminally ill, we might say the doctors did everything he could, but the patient
died anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If somebody was talking to the family and he didn't want to come out and say, sorry to hear so-and-so died, might he say something else?
Passed on or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Passed away.
Or if the fellow didn't like him and he was talking to somebody else, might say, I'm glad to hear that old so-and-so finally.
Keep a bucket or something like that.
Okay. You think besides that, that might be a kind of joking way to say it?
That's about the only thing I can think of that would be.
Croaked.
Oh, croak, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cashed in the chips.
I hadn't heard that.
Okay, bought the farm is an interesting word. So-and-so died, bought the farm. Talking about that, you might say, well, so-and-so's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what he
died of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And a place where people are buried, you call that a?
Cemetery.
Think side of that?
Burial place or something like that.
Graveyard?
Yeah, graveyard.
Okay. What about the box that people are buried in?
Coffin. Or, just a coffin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, casket?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
Call it a?
Casket.
Okay. And talking about the ceremony, you'd say that you're going to so-and-so's.